Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I have a question for you today on the show. The question is this. Do you believe that not wanting marriage makes a man a coward? You might ask, well, why would I ask a question like that? My friends, can you imagine having a conversation with one of your oldest friends? And you know, I won't put people's names out here because I don't think it's necessary, but he's around the same age as me. He's married. He actually has kids, which is fantastic. But you know, we had a very interesting conversation, and the conversation evolved around the manosphere space and whatnot. And you know, normally I don't like to talk about a ton of politics or religion or, you know, this side of the internet with people who I classify as a little more normie. Just because I don't see the point in bringing it up. What was interesting is he brought it up, not me. And to top it all off, we got into a very fascinating conversation because he's a little more traditionalist than me. I personally think that, gentlemen, we have this philosophy on this little portion of the internet, you know, this space about creating your own personal philosophy. Gentlemen, my friends, can you imagine being called a coward if you don't want to roll the dice on marriage, if you don't want to throw your future to the proverbial wolves to the wind? Because let's be honest, a lot of times women's emotions are like the wind. They change directions. You don't know where they're coming from all the time. It could be sometimes really hard to walk through when it's pushing you right back. But that's what we have to deal with, right? And it was really interesting to hear what he had to say, because normally I have people who are adamantly against it or adamantly for it, but when we had this conversation, I really want to know what you think about this. Because everyone's life is different, and everybody has different things they want out of this life. But when somebody comes to me and they say that it's cowardly if you don't want to get married, if you don't want to roll the dice with the marriage laws, and the solution revolves around just throwing yourself into church, into religion, and really getting devout with it. You know, and part of me says that can be a solution, but the problem is this. Number one, I know where he comes from, he's a good guy, but it's not just about my friend. It's a broader conversation. When you realize that, yes, you listening to this show, if you identify with any of these, with any of the content creators on this side of the internet, myself included, if you have the philosophy of kind of going your own way, maybe even you're a monk, or maybe you're just not sure that this dating marketplace is for you, and you're a little on the outskirts, you are being attacked from both sides. Some of us who have been in the space for a long time or were consumers of this content, we know this. But it's really tough when you're reminded that you're being assaulted from both sides. From the lefties, we know that. The feminists, the rainbow riders, we know that. We know that they don't like us. The mainstream media, the legacy media, they don't like us. We know that. The normies, we know that. But when you see guys like Matt Walsh, guys like Ben Shapiro, guys like, what is his name? Andrew Klavan, I think that's his name. When you see these guys, and a lot of people who identify with the more traditional, like, tradcon people, when you realize that they're not actually, they're just as much your adversaries as the leftists, you gotta realize something. A lot of times, the tradcons, you know, and I'm a little more conservative than you might expect, but when you see that these people are very much aligned with the left, with how they approach relationships, with telling you, if you're MGTOW, you, if you consider yourself red pill or red pill aware, or whatever you want to classify yourself, there's multiple different labels. If you believe that you're on this side of the internet, or you believe in this philosophy, whether it's a content creator or you've carved out your own, when you realize that you have mutual enemies on both sides of the political spectrum, you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, are we the true centrists? Are we the true libertarians? Are we the true center? Because when you realize you're being attacked from both sides, you have to ask yourself, wait, I'm being called a coward on one end, and being called a deplorable and a toxic man on the other side. You gotta realize that when you're being attacked from all sides, you have to ask yourself, does that kind of validate my position? Does that say, wait a minute, if both sides who say they're against each other are both against you, does that make you right? Or does that make you think that you might be on the right track? A little closer to the truth than you might have realized? Because this side of the internet has gotten enormous. Whether it's people making videos about reacting to women who are acting completely clueless, or you have guys like CGA who are trying to educate not only men about the current society, but where the society is going. When you have all different flavors of the same ideology, and you have dudes making mad money on this type of content, you have to ask yourself, do you think that maybe we're closer to the truth, closer to the heartbeat of society than the so-called tradcons or even the liberal, you know, socialist commies, if you want to call them that, which you wouldn't be completely out of line for saying that. But when you see that both sides are kind of converging on the middle, which is you, you have to ask yourself, are we really the cowards or are we the front line? Are we like the last bastion of sanity in the society? Because when you see through everything, you have the most enemies. You have the most conflict that's going to come your way. And my friends, I want you to truly grapple with the realities of what we're talking about today. You often think that you might be the last seers. Like, when you start seeing things for how they actually are, anybody who suffers from any kind of delusion, and you know what's really funny? It was Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels who called religion the opium of the masses. And then when you kind of pull your... If you're a religious person, or you were raised religious or whatever, even if you are religious, but you can kind of pull yourself out and get a bird's eye view of what's going on, realize why he would say that. Because a lot of times people see it as this type of painkiller. I was actually at a church, a very fundamentalist Baptist church last Sunday, and the pastor was talking about a very traditionalist view, which, you know, I understood what he was talking about, but the problem is, you realize why the founding fathers put this distinction between the church and the state, because historically, the church and the state have been one and the same. You look in ancient Egypt, ancient Mesopotamia, the Indus River Valley, you could go down the list. A lot of these people mixed the gods and the men together to try to control both sides of the coin. But then we have in this country, in America, this distinction between church and state, which in some cases is good, and other times I'd argue it's bad. But when you see that a lot of people can't pull the two apart and think for themselves all too clearly, you realize why Karl Marx would say that. Now, again, I do not agree with Karl Marx, and I don't quote him as if I lord him. I don't. I think he was a despicable human being, quite frankly, and has done a lot of damage to the world. But when you, a broken clock is right twice a day. And on this side, I can see what he's talking about. And so when you realize that both of the religious side and the secular side are both kind of converging on the middle, which is you, if you listening to this show, you identify with any of the philosophy of a biblical bachelor, if you've read my book, if you haven't, you could pick up the audiobook on Audible, or you can get the hard copy at your local bookstore by just asking for it. They'll order it for you, or you can order it on Amazon. But if you identify with either my biblical bachelor philosophy, or maybe it's someone like Rollo Tomasi, CGA, we got multiple content creators out here in the space, okay? Pressure Fit Podcast is out there. Shout out to those guys. There are multiple guys out here who talk this talk and walk this walk every day. And when you see that both sides are kind of converging on them, you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, if they're converging on us being people who identify with this side of the internet, you have to ask yourself, are we closer to the truth than them? Considering that both sides are converging on the middle, which would be us. What do you think about that? I think it's a very interesting topic to discuss. Because you find yourself, can you imagine that both sides are trying to gaslight you into thinking you're the problem? The more someone tries to gaslight you, lie, and trying to call you names, you realize that they're not coming at this from an angle of logic. They're coming at it more, they're not using their ethos or logos to try to convince you. They're using their pathos to appeal to you. And pathos comes from the Greek meaning pathetic. And unless you want to be pathetic, I wouldn't use your emotional or morale side to really distinguish between what is right and what is wrong, in my opinion. But hey, this is your life. You can deal what you want. You can call me fair, foul, somewhere in the middle. This is your life we're talking about. And you get to decide what you want. That's the beauty of life. A lot of people don't have the courage, and they're swayed by these people, which is why I think it's important we talk about it. And I'll continue to talk about it in the days, months, and years to come. But I really wanted to present this today because I think that we might be closer to the truth than you might realize. And I'm not saying that you're a radical, because if you're not radical if both sides of the spectrum are converging in on you. Let's just think about that for a second. Walking away is not an extreme reaction, but yet, for some reason, walking away has become one of the most toxic things to most people today. If you walk away from relationships, you walk away from the church, which is imploding, you walk away from the politicians, which are paid liars, if you walk away from these people, you walk away from society, they call you the issue, not the fact that if you had a stake in society and something to actually gain by contributing to it, you would do it. But most people, a lot of us are catching on to the lie of society and relationships benefiting us. We say we're they say that we are privileged, but yet we're the ones asked to foot the bill and pay for everything. And a lot of men are catching on to this. And that's why we're checking out. That's why you probably checked out. But my friends, let me know what you think about this. I think this is a very important discussion that we need to have. And I look forward to having it. If you want to type your story or you want to say your piece, you can do it in the comments. You can do it on my X page, Sheep Get Sheared, whether you want to DM me directly or respond to the thousands of posts I have on there and you want to say your piece, you're welcome to do it. I invite you to do it. I don't care if you agree with me or not, you're more than welcome to say your piece. Well, my friends, in the meantime, I encourage you to really think about this topic and question everything, because at the end of the day, that's the only way to truly think for yourself, is to engage your brain and not just accept or reject things that are told to you. Process it. Really analyze it and see if you want to accept it or not. My friends, until next time, I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll catch y'all next time. I'm out. Peace.